every week we do a Weekend Warrior segment on a Friday. There's been a lot of talk recently about the Heartland Championship. Guys like Manonu, Jose Gere have been returning. But there is one true warrior that has played 175 first-class matches for Buller. He first debuted in the Cardinal Blue jersey in 1993. Phil Beveridge joins us now at the ripe old age of 48. How are you, Phil?
Oh, I don't know about the old age, but, good thanks, yeah.
Young age, I should say, youthful age of 48. You're probably in better nick than Beaver today. I think he's 37 and he's walking around like he's a 60-year-old today. How's your body?
No, trust me, I went to training on Wednesday night and it was still recovering.
I was going to say, Phil, as Curtis has alluded to, I had a game of golf there this morning and my back's gone and you're actually going out and propping the scrums tomorrow. How's it going to be on Sunday, you reckon?
Oh, no, that was part of the deal that the assistant coach and the manager come around to get me out of bed.
And, brilliant.
Yeah. No, I'll just have to push on. It's one of the things. I guess it's 100% mental, really.
Yeah.
On, you know, get over that stage and hopefully the body just gets through it.
I mean, to be playing at your age, you must absolutely love Heartland, you must love this Buller team and you must love your footy too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, love the game, love the union, you know, like, yeah, I wouldn't have done it really, but they sent out a bit of an SOS and I took the call, so I'll help them out. I don't mind doing that. It's only for, I don't know how much, hopefully it's limited time, but but yeah, do what I have to do, go over the fence again, so yeah.
And so, sorry Phil, you still playing club rugby obviously?
Oh, I had a couple of games this season with the club side,
yep.
With my local club side, just a couple of games, just a bit of a release from work really, just a few work tensions, so yeah, it was quite good. I certainly wasn't expecting a call-up like this, though, that's for sure.
How did the call-up go? How did it come to you?
Well, it was quite funny. One of my workmates come into me and he goes, oh, I've just started a new job. And he goes, oh, Tomo hasn't got your new number. What's your number? And I said, oh, it's here. And next thing, Tomo Nathan Thompson's ringing me. And I thought, oh, a bit strange, Monday morning, but... Yeah, totally. And then he invited me around to his work. We went into the meeting room. I thought, oh, this is getting a bit serious. What's this about? they left it up to me. You know, it was my decision. And, you know, I talked to a couple of people and a few people. There were plenty of views on the way. But, you know, it's come down to me in the end.
I don't want to keep harping. Sorry.
No, carry on.
Harping on about the age thing and the amount of time that you've been playing for, but you must have had some amazing memories over the years. I mean, what have the highlights been for you playing in this competition?
Oh, geez. Oh, there's been heaps, really. You know, like, when I first started, I got to play against the mighty Auckland side that held the Renfrew Shield for so long. And
they
brought it on tour down to Westport, and we had a crack at them. I think it was about 15-0 or 15-3 at half time. And the senior guys like Glenn Alley and all that, some other Buller legends, you know, we went off at half time, we're under the sheds and we're going to win the Renfrew Shield, you know. And it was just to be a buzz in there. And then we went out in the second half and the gears just got changed and the game lifted. And we stayed on 3 points and Auckland went up to about 53. But anyway. That was a highlight. And had a game against an international, Manu Samoa, was a highlight too, with Buller West Coast. Another trip to, my first trip to the East Coast, we got billeted. That was quite strange.
What happened? What was it like?
It was bloody scary to tell you the truth. We arrived in Tolaga Bay at about 8 o'clock at night, and we didn't know where we were, and we all just, there's a whole heap of cars and families waiting for us, and we jumped into the backs of the cars and headed down a whole heap of gravel roads hoping we come back the next day, really. Yeah, I think we attended. Oh, I know the car that I went away, and we attended about four parties on the way way to the house where we were billeted.
Carry on. I was going to say, did you win the next day?
I can't really remember the game about that, but a good story about that. You know, like probably about 6 or 7 years later, we returned to the East Coast, and we stopped off at Tolaga Bay pub on the way home on the bus trip back to Gisborne, and I actually met the couple that billeted us. So,
that's so cool.
It was. That's what the Heartland thing's about, eh? That's really cool.
You go.
Oh, Marty Pinks, I suppose. He's always etched in your mind, you know. Like, I got to room with Marty against North Otago, and he was just new to the old provincial side of things, and he went in and put his bags on my bed, which was the double bed. He soon learned a rule or two there, and how to make coffee. It's good, you know, and he moved on to the Pirate, bigger and better things. So
you would have played with Marty's dad, would you?
Oh, not that old. No, I did. I played a bit of club rugby with him. He had finished rugby, though. Yeah. He's another centenarian for Buller. Yeah.
Well, you're an absolute legend by the sound of it, Phil, and it's going to be awesome to see how long your latest stint out of retirement lasts, but all the very best.
I'm hoping it's just this week. I've got other commitments in the next couple of weeks. So.
But actually, before we let you go, so you're a horse trainer now?
Oh, yeah, I've got a couple of race horses, yeah, a couple of standard breeds that I train down here in Westport, yeah.
Are you involved in Cup Week at all, or what are the events that you're training towards?
Oh, no, hell no. No, we're just completely amateur, and we just a couple of races a year, sort of playing for the circuit Christmas time and the odd trip to Canterbury. Yeah.
Lovely. Well, Phil, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate your time. Go well tomorrow. All the very best, and good luck getting out of bed on Sunday. If you need a hand, Beaver's here. We'll send him down.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Phil. Okay, you're a legend.
Okay. Cheers,
Phil. Bye-bye.